KB 4 CBA Mobile.
Good afternoon, David.
Good afternoon. I hope you're not out driving in this rain.
I'm starting. I'm down here by the old Tabs Flea Market here on 29.
I live over in Taylor's on off Rutherford Road, and it's been raining at our house for a while. Heck, it's been thundering since about 2:30. It's really weird, but then it finally started raining. Looks like I'm facing south right now, or sort of southeast, I guess. But anyway, it looks kind of rough back in that area. But looking toward Greer, it looks. It looks almost like, I see some blue sky and some white puffy clouds, so it don't look too bad.
That's about to miss it. It's almost past Greer, I believe. Hey, did you ever get that last state for your 13 colonies?
I got them all. I sure did.
Last one, yesterday evening, it was South Carolina, and he was always just so close, I couldn't ever get him on the bands he was on.
I'm on sideband, but I have, my my Carolina Wyndham has a vertical section that transmits as well, and that enables me to talk to people right beside me. I probably could talk to my next door neighbor because I can hear people, when I'm on the sideband net on 80 meters, I can hear them checking in and they'll say, they're from Taylor's and Greer and places like that. So it's, so I can hear people, all around me.
The conditions weren't the best on that, but I managed to get all of them. Now I just got to fill out my log sheet and send it in.
Well, I'm totally ignorant about this, so I'm just going to ask the question. I just ran off railroad tracks. I can't talk. I don't keep a log sheet. I keep, I do everything on a computer. So, where do you get a log sheet and where do you send it?
Yeah, so I Googled the site. I think I put 13 colonies, ham radio, 2022. And it popped up and it had there to where you could send it. They had even a log sheet that you could print off and fill out and send to them. And send them an address to send it back to, and a $5 donation, and then you could go. They would send you one back.
Yeah, I think I went on that site. I didn't look for that. I was looking for the calls to see which ones I was missing and if they skipped any letters in the alphabet or how it went, and. I believe it was A through M, if I'm not mistaken. K2, A through M. So, anyway. All right. Well, I just need to get back on that website then.
I got 12 of them in about 2 hours on the 4th of July. And then, boy, that other one, that last one, I just struggled with it. I was going to get on day before yesterday, but a big thunderstorm rolled through, and I hate to hook up my antenna when there's a thunderstorm rolling through.
What you mean? KB4, CBA. Don't want to attract any attention either by transmitting. I guess, I don't know. It just seems to me like, of course, lightning takes the easiest path of resistance, so, but you don't want to get it in, give it in, anything to shoot at.
One take one near miss and the radio will be toast, right?
Yeah, you probably got $1,000, $1,200 laying around. You can get you a new one. I mean, it's always a good excuse. You know, hey, lightning ran in on my radio. I got to get a new one, hon. Be here tomorrow.
Ain't anymore. I don't believe in that. It's a good one. I can't complain about it. Don't have a lot of bells and whistles, but it seems like it sure does work good.
I've got a 7300, and I'll tell you, I just love it. And you know, if I ever bought another one, I think that's probably what I'd get. So, I haven't seen anything else out there that's any better. But for the money, anyway, I mean, you know, you can spend $10,000 or more on a radio, but. Anywho, well, there's a lot of debris here on Edwards Road, the section I'm on here, coming up on Botany Woods. Looks like they must have had a pretty good storm come through here. It's just light rain now.
By the Pizza Hut on Wadehampton, it's just a light rain. Looks like it's clearing up. Looks like I'm missing most of it.
I needed the grass watered, and my wife needed to water the plants outside. So I guess God took care of all that for me, so you know, I'm not going to complain. And I understand that we need it, so anyway. Yeah, those big green trash cans they give you, the county gives you, or they give you, but anyway, you pay for it. Somebody got theirs, must have got theirs run over because it's all bent up. I didn't know if they'd been like that, but this one looks like it got hit pretty good.
That aren't really meant to hit one of those. I bet the car sustained some pretty good damage too.
Well, that's got a green stripe on it now, on the front bumper, or wherever it hit.
So you ought to be able to find it pretty quick.
It'd be 4CVA.
2BNG. Speaking of how poorly cars are made, I think I told you about the time the dog ate the car. Literally. This 2007 Toyota Prius I'm driving around. I never got the body damage repaired, but I come out, I had left and gone away for a few days, and I come back, and there's teeth marks all around the wheel well, and there's dents in the wheel well. You know, I'm not even going to bother with this, but maybe I'll call the local sheriff. I think somebody vandalized my car, but however they did it in a really weird way. Oh, that's a dog. Dog did that. So, yeah, the teeth marks around the wheel well, and the bite marks on the front bumper, was probably trying to get one of my cats. So, you know, plastic cars, steel dogs, either the dogs have gotten tougher or the plastic and metal has gotten thinner.
Making the bumpers, you know, plastic or whatever they make them out of, and I bought an 85 old Sorenza, and I just happened to look out the window, and this big old dog, I don't know what kind it was a big dog, and he walked up and bit into the plastic, and there was like yellow foam and in it, you know, inside where he had bit, and you could see his teeth marks and everything. I don't know why he did it. He just bit the corner the car, and I guess maybe he just didn't like the car. And then he just walked on, you know, kept on going and wherever he was headed.
Front quarter panel was screwed up so bad, I had to take and I had somewhere to go that day, too, and I was already late. I had to take, like, a reciprocating car and start cutting away part of the front panel, the front bumper. I still haven't repaired it. Not that I'm insured anyway, not that I know who did it. But I guess that's the reason maybe I should put the cameras. I should take some of those deer cameras and put them in my house. I would have loved to have seen that the what dog actually came by and ate the car. There was a couple of pit bull terriers in the neighborhood. There's a dog two doors down, the neighbor's dog. It's a German Shepherd, 2 or 3 years old, but I don't think it would do that. It would probably jump on you and lick you to death. It's a very friendly dog. You know, so, I mean, people let their dogs run around loose, and they don't supervise them. And what did Cesar Millan say one time about that? He said, I haven't seen any bad dogs, just bad owners. You know, dog is an interactive animal. You can't just shove food in front of it at the beginning of the day and then walk away for 8 or 10 hours and then come back and shove another bowl of food in front of them. They can't be left alone all day. Anyway, I'm at my destination for now, so I'll jump out of here.
All right, good to talk to you, Glenn. And the other party, I can't think of your name. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I meant to include you in the conversation.
That's all right, Dave. I'll forgive you for forgetting my name. Ken. Kilo Echo November, but I'm pulling in the driveway too. So Glenn and you, Dave, you have a good day and try to stay dry. And maybe I can catch you another time. 73 KN4 TFW.
One of these days, I'm going to remember your name. Oh man, well, you have a good one, and I'm almost at my destination. I got like a couple more miles, but. Take care, enjoy your evening, and glad you made the 13 colonies, and thanks for the information. I'll have to get on that, and that'll be my first award. But anyway, 73, KV4CBA.